my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1, 2, 3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, it is episode 117 of my 1, 2, 3 cents, the podcast, and I apologize for the delay and for probably the sound of this show because I am, it's 1:30 in the morning and I am actually on my way to work, and typically this show drops much sooner, but I wanted to do a quick thoughts on the Elimination Chamber because you guys have voiced before that you like to hear kind of my thoughts and feelings about WWE pay-per-views, and because of my early work schedule and the fact that I have some meetings after work later today, getting a show on Monday would not probably have been feasible if I would have waited. So instead of doing a long, drawn-out show, I'm going to do a quick opinion piece, if you will, my 1, 2, 3 cents on the actual Elimination Chamber. And I'm not going to talk about every match. I'm actually going to just focus on maybe a couple of 2-3 matches for this podcast review. And before we get all into that, I just want to send our condolences to the Guerrero family. Of course, Chavo Guerrero Sr., Chavo Classic, passed away over the weekend at the age of 68. Of course, he was the brother of Eddie Guerrero, the father of Chavo Guerrero Jr. Our thoughts and prayers again go out to the Guerrero family. Chavo made I first remember seeing Chavo Guerrero back in the UWF days. Of course, his lineage goes much further and deeper than that, and worked his way into the WWE. So again, condolences to the Guerrero family this morning as they mourn the loss of their father and brother and friend. So without any further ado, a little quick thoughts on Elimination Chamber. And I kind of went over this in my blog leading up to Elimination Chamber, my predictions piece. I'm glad that Bray Wyatt is the WWE champion. Under other circumstances, I would be even happier about that. My question is, what was the point of John Cena winning the WWE World Heavyweight title just 2 weeks ago at the Royal Rumble if he was going to just turn around and drop it to Bray Wyatt? If the end game all along was for Bray to become the champion, what was the point of Cena getting that 16th title run to tie Ric Flair? And I guess, you know, I always try to not be overly critical of things because there's always an end game. You know, there's always a story going on. It's a continuous thing. It's the never-ending story, if you will. However, my immediate thoughts are, what was the point of AJ losing at the Rumble, and why not just have him lose here and save Cena's tie-breaking win for another event? WrestleMania. Save it for Survivor Series or SummerSlam, one of the big four pay-per-views. Flair could be there, and it could be more of a celebration. My guess is now that Cena will obviously eclipse the 16 record, go on to win it again, maybe this year, maybe not, I don't know. I don't know what the long-term plan is. So maybe they will decide to go ahead and give Bray Wyatt a run with this. However, I'm worried because Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble, and of course, Orton is probably going to end up turning into the face here. And I don't know. I just really hope that Bray gets a solid run with this, but I'm not optimistic that that is what is going to happen. You know, AJ could have easily retained at the Rumble against somebody else. I wouldn't have even put him in there against Cena. If they wanted him to drop it here, then drop it here. And, you know, I just don't want to see four different World Heavyweight Champions in the course of just a couple of months' time. Those were my sunglasses sliding across my dashboard. Sorry about that. So, again, happy for Bray, but not necessarily excited about the next 6 weeks or whatever it is up until WrestleMania. Naomi beating Alexa Bliss, that was a huge surprise to me as well. And full disclosure, I have not watched the event. I read the results as I got up this morning. My WWE alerts go off as a text message, so I did see who won. I just don't know how it all went down. But again, I'm not really talking about how things happened. I'm talking about what has happened and what will happen next. I will admit, Naomi winning was a big surprise to me. I like Alexa Bliss as the women's champion. I think that she has done some. It's been fun watching her grow and seeing her as kind of this heel, and loving the fact that she and Mickie James, I thought she and Mickie James might end up being like the Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho situation going on Raw, but obviously, you know, it was time for Naomi to become the champion, and hats off to her, props to her. The other match that I did actually see was, or I watched a couple of the matches before going to bed, and seeing Dolph Ziggler take on Kalisto and Apollo Crews. That one, you know, my predictions were way off over at my123cents.com. And again, that's sometimes a good thing. You know, you don't want to predict every single thing that's going to happen. I don't know what else happened in the Chamber match to set up other matches for WrestleMania. Obviously, not knowing where or what the plan or the idea for AJ is, for The Miz, for Dean Ambrose, for Baron Corbin. I'm assuming that things have been set up along the way with those individuals being involved in their matches. I was hoping that Dolph Ziggler was going to get some help from an outside source and maybe develop a new relationship, a partnership, whether it be a manager, a tag team partner, or a valet. That obviously did not happen. Although I did like that he kind of came back at the end, even though he lost, and laid waste to both of the baby faces. But again, his future apparently unclear as well. I always had high hopes for Dolph Ziggler, and he is continuing on that roller coaster ride with as far as creative goes. Although turning heel, you know, becoming a bad guy once again, I think has been a good thing for him, and I will, again, just kind of sit back and enjoy the ride and just see where it takes us, because obviously, you know, things aren't going to always go the way you want them to. I thought that, you know, I talked about Alexa Bliss and Mickie James earlier on. I think Mickie James and Becky Lynch opening the show, they had a great match. Didn't have any doubt that they would have a great match. Mickie James, 7 years removed from when she was last competing on WWE pay-per-views and a part of the WWE. I'm glad that she is back. I thought that her addition to the women's division kind of adds a new element, spices things up, and takes from the mundane. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, where we're going from here. I know that they've also talked, and I, by they, I mean the dirt sheets and the websites, that Nikki Bella is probably going to be going back off the road after WrestleMania. The speculation is that The Miz and Maurice will tag team against John Cena and Nikki Bella, and Nikki will take some time off after Mania. So having Mickie James back into the mix as far as another woman on the roster, always a good thing. But yeah, like I said, I will finish watching the show. I'll have more thoughts on Facebook later today. But thank you to Greg Mahochko, who will get this show up and on the air sometime on Monday. Again, we'll watch SmackDown and see where things take us. And that's where I'll probably have some more thoughts this week is after SmackDown, because as it would seem, there's not going to be any more roads or roadblocks or bumps in the road or forks in the road leading up to WrestleMania from here, at least for the SmackDown brand. So we'll talk more about Raw coming up soon. And Stride Pro Wrestling, by the way, check it out. New tag team champions. Red Daniels was the guest last week. He and Jake Capone are the new Stride Pro Wrestling tag team champions. And Big Roger Mathis is the new number one contender to the Stride heavyweight title held by Heath Hatton. The big anniversary show coming up Saturday, March 4th. In Marion, Illinois, so be sure to check that out, strideprowrestling.com for more details. And, of course, facebook.com/my123cents. We're on Twitter and Instagram as well as my123cents.com. Everyone, thanks so much. Again, sorry for the short episode, and sorry for hopefully what isn't a too terribly sounding show today. Peace out. Have a great day. Make someone happy. Make someone smile, and be nice to each other, please. And check out Positive Cynicism and Nerds United right here on the Dirty Monkey Podcasting Network and the Five Hearts Podcast as well, if you are a fan of Nebraska Cornhusker football or Nebraska Cornhusker sports. Again, have a great day, guys. Talk to you again soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.